880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, they've been emailing me all day waiting for this show. First, we're going to talk about hot cars with my friend Larry Zinn, especially the F-Type Coupe. Larry tells me it's an absolute, I don't remember the term he used, so I'll just say it just burns up the road. We'll talk to Larry in just a second. Then we're going to have my good friend Diego Riel. I've known him. I've known his pop. We've been developing together and financing and doing real estate deals over in a Brickell area and up in Broward County for 20-plus years. Diego's going to talk to me about the condo market. So if you want to know about the condo market, stick with us. And oh, by the way, if you're developing a condo, we'll tell you how to save money on each unit and then how to make it back. We'll be right back after. Oh, I forgot. The market took a little dip today, but it's still at 16,572. I hope you're invested. I hope you're making money. Oscar, it's all yours. Bring us back.
Baseball's back, and that means it's time to dream big at Marlins Park. And now you can dream big as a family on Marlins Family Sunday with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsi soft drinks starting at $54. The first Family Sunday is April 6th at 1:10 p.m. versus the Padres. Plus, the first 15,000 fans get a Marlins 2014 calendar, courtesy of Net10 Wireless. And kids run the bases in the post-game Diamond Dash. Dream big, Miami. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they are exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. It's always the best price. It's always the best service. It's always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, IMN produces some really great events, and we're going to be talking to one of the speakers. We're going to be talking to Diego Ojeda from Relea. I messed that up before. But Diego's with us, and he's only been a friend of mine for 20-something years, so it really makes me embarrassed. But he's just one of the many speakers that you can hear at a bunch of the upcoming IMN conferences, everything from single-family aggregation to condos, hard money lending. These guys are going to have speakers and topics abounding, all kinds of great events. I'm going to be at most or not, if not all of them. I think I'm going to be at all of them, actually, now that I'm thinking about it. So if you want more info, go to www.imn.org. And oh, by the way, if you register an event, put in the discount code JF20 and you can get a discount. Remember, IMN Real Estate's events. That's where we're coming to learn good things. Join me, Diego, and all the other real estate thought leaders at the IMN events. Go to imn.org. Oscar.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and my phone is exploding. Everybody wants to talk condos with Diego and I. They're going to have to wait till about 5:30 for that. But we are going to talk hot autos with Larry Zinn. Larry is the general manager of all the auto brands up there with Warren Henry. Larry, what's happening, bud?
Hey, Jim, how's it going?
It's going great. Always great when I'm talking to you, and I'm sure that we've got Crash out there somewhere, looking to give me a test drive on my, I got to come up there and get my Jaguar F-Type coupe now. I get a test drive in the convertible now.
Yeah, you know, we have the coupe coming in May. I mean, Jim, if you thought the F-Type was a beautiful convertible, wait till you see this coupe. It's not only is it exotic and sexy, but it's a flamethrower on wheels. I mean, it's an absolute mad machine.
Now, Larry, if I want to throw flames out of my car, where can I take it? Because I know we go out, we test drive it out by the stadium, but there's tracks and stuff that people can really take these to open them out on, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's plenty of places where people could take their cars. I'm sure you could sign up for something at Homestead or Palm Beach International Raceway, but, you know, we encourage safe motoring on the street. And, you know, even going slow, this car sounds good. It looks good parked. It's really going to be something special for the Jaguar brand.
An attention magnet, no doubt. Now, Larry, what are some of the features of the coupe and, I guess, a general F-Type that are kind of new this year?
Well, when you go to a coupe, it makes the body much more rigid than what you would have in a convertible. So everything is a lot stiffer. It also saves weight because you don't have the components of the convertible top.
Wow.
So you're looking on the top-of-the-line version, which is going to be the R. It's going to be about 200 pounds lighter, and it's also going to have 55 more horsepower. So this will be a 550-horsepower, 8-cylinder, supercharged engine with a lighter body. I mean, the convertible is already crazy. It's going to be something really, really special. So far, all of the reviews have been out of this world on the car. I can't wait to get behind the wheel.
And so R stands for rocket?
R is the top of the line performance in the Jaguar brand. Could stand for rocket. I don't know.
What other kind of new stuff you got coming up this spring, Lair?
Well, we've got the Range Rover long wheelbase.
That's
a really neat car. It's about 6.5 inches longer in the rear seat. So if you're the kind of person who likes to be driven around, you're a business executive who sits in the back seat of your car, I mean, you can really, really stretch out in this car with plenty of space. And it's got all sorts of amenities available for that business type of client.
Yeah, it sounds like something that I should look into because I drive all those guys all over town looking at real estate. I guess I got to come up there and look at that. Maybe I can get one of each, Larry. What do you think?
Hey, why not?
I don't see any reason not to.
Real
estate smoking. I'm making money. I'm printing money. Just ask Diego how hot the condo market is. We're going to talk in a second half hour about that. Diego, you got to get one of these F-type cars here, man. He's saying yes. We got another one, Larry. So now, Larry, it's the summertime coming up. I know you guys run a lot of events. You do a lot of different things. I know that Peter is your special events coordinator at Warren Henry Auto, and we're going to be running some more Sweet Night contests and stuff like that. Oscar, did I make a mistake? No. Okay, good. Oscar came in to deliver me some information here. So, Larry, you know, you think we'll be able to get Peter out there again to go to some Marlins games and sit up in the suites and do some promos with some of your customers?
Oh, absolutely. I think that was a great thing that a lot of our customers really appreciated. Also, you know, the employees really appreciate it. And it's always good to spend some time with you, Jim.
Hey, listen, Larry, I really appreciate that. We're using the word appreciate today. Today is Appreciation Day. Now, Larry, for the last 3.5 decades, or as I like to say, 35 years, you and your family have been putting people in cars. And I must admit that I'm out with back surgery for the past 3 weeks, so I had my driver take me here today. Mom? How you doing back there? You okay? She wants me to say hi to you and your dad. Because
well,
she's bought, I don't know how many cars from Warren Henry and has known your dad and I guess your granddad forever from back in the day. So that's one of the things that I want to point out that's really important because I bought a whole bunch of cars from you, leased a whole bunch of cars from you over the years. And one of the things we like to stress here is that it's a family operation. You go there, you meet the people. And let's talk about that for a minute, Larry. We've had your head of service on. The guy's been with you for, what, 25, 30 years?
Yeah, he's been with us for 25 years.
Yeah, I hope I don't have to talk to him again on a professional basis after having, you know, last time we had him on was after that big, floods and everything. So, you know, he's been there for a while. Ismet's been there. We've had Ismet on.
Yeah, you know, I've got a good deal of employees, over 25 years with the company. Our longest tenured employee has been with us for almost 38 years, right from when we started. It's a really great thing because I've known these people my entire life. You know, it's a pleasure to have worked with them through all the different positions and now be able to work with them on a day-to-day basis as a full-time employee. And, you know, it's a nice thing for your customers to say, you know, this is my guy. I go and see this guy, and he's always there for me.
That's right. Matey does
that
my
kind
service.
Of continuity, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah. Matey does my service. Frank is my salesperson. Isma takes care of the issues. You're the man, the myth, and the legend. But that all comes down to one thing, and it was something that you won. You won an award recently, was it? It was Infiniti, right?
Actually, we won it with Infiniti, Jaguar, Land Rover, and Volvo.
Consider that the Grand Slam?
4 out of the top 100 dealerships to work for, and 3 out of the top 10.
You know,
we had number 2, number 3, and number 8 in Florida, as well as number 43. And it was actually Infiniti's second time in a row winning that distinction.
Now, I know that they sometimes ask you to speak to some of the other Infiniti dealers to tell them some of the secrets of your employee retention and satisfaction. Could you share some of that with us?
Look, you have to have a heart. You have to understand that people have lives outside of the dealership. People who come and work with us, they're part of our family. It goes beyond an employer-employee relationship. We do what we can. You know, we're always available. My father, myself, we have an open door policy. We're always there for everybody. You know, we're not out to take anything away from anybody. If you earn money, you earn the money, and we support you. We're not going to say you earn too much, and then we're going to take it from you. It's a nice environment that we have. We've had a lot of success recently, actually hiring from outside the automotive industry. We've specialized in hiring people with no automotive experience whatsoever, so we can train them in the ways that we want them to be trained and how to treat customers appropriately. And, you know, it makes for a really great environment and a great culture. I was at when we were at this Best Dealerships to Work For convention, one of the speakers said, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast." Now, I may not agree 1,000% with that, but the culture certainly is the most important thing that I deal with on a day-to-day basis. Because if you're no good for the culture, you're no good for our group.
Wow. You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening, Larry, and I have to say, usually I'm trying to prep the next question, but that's just, you know, something I can give testimony to, because I go out to these events. I go out to all of these events, the drives, the charity events, everything, and there's your pop in his hat with the sunblock dripping down his face because it's hot as Hades out there in that parking lot usually where we do the test drives and the racing around Pro Player. Is it Pro Player? Sun Life. What is it this year? Sun Life. The stadium Joe Robbie built. I'll default to that. And we go out there and we do our test drives, and there's your dad, and every single person that's a member of the Warren Henry family is there, and you can see how it all kind of plays together. The good food and the camaraderie doesn't hurt, the non-alcoholic beverages since we're driving cars, but it's a real great experience. And I've gone out many times and driven with you on the obstacle course out in Aventura. We've also driven the straight line course with Jaguar. Are you going to be doing some more of those obstacle course events out there in Aventura, Larry?
We hope to very soon. You know, we don't have anything on the books right now, but as soon as we get the opportunity, we'd love to build a new off-road course. That's my favorite event of the year, next to our Cars Cause charity event that benefits Wounded Warriors. But getting out there and getting a little muddy is always nice.
I think what we need to do, Larry, is we need to find you and your dad a 25-acre parcel in the path of development that you can do these auto things on for 25 years, and then you sell the parcel to Diego. Of course, Diego would then have to buy a top-of-the-line Jaguar from you, but I think he's giving me a high five on that anyway. Hey, listen, Larry, can you stick with us for just a couple more minutes?
Hey, you got it.
All right, we'll be back after this short break with more Larry's In Cars and Corporate Culture. Back after this. All right, we are going to keep rocking with Larry's In, and you know, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And what is the, I'm going to go off script here. The Warren Henry Advantage, you heard Larry and I speaking about it. It's not the fact that they give you the best price guarantee. It's not the fact that they give you the complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and the personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for the 4 years. It's that you become part of the Warren Henry family. You drive your car in there. You see people that know you and care about what's going on. They want you to come back. They want you to be part of their team. And heck, we want you to be part of our events. So, for always the best price, always the best service, it's always Warren Henry.
Baseball's back, and that means it's time to dream big at Marlins Park. And now you can dream big as a family on Marlins Family Sunday with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsi soft drinks starting at $54. The first Family Sunday is April 6th at 1:10 p.m. versus the Padres. Plus, the first 15,000 fans get a Marlins 2014 calendar, courtesy of Net10 Wireless. And kids run the bases in the post-game Diamond Dash. Dream big, Miami. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
Oh, man, I have a great time. I love that song. I can't wait to get to the ballpark. I haven't been able to go for my back issues. But because I'm a high-powered executive, I demand the best for my health. And because of that, I have the UHealth Executive Physical. And from the moment you schedule that appointment, you can expect unparalleled medical care and customer service from your personal concierge. That person guides you through your visit to a customized preventative health plan to keep you feeling your best. I feel terrific all the time because of these guys. For follow-up care, you have direct access to the University of Miami's renowned programs in cardiology, sports medicine, and more. Trust U Health to take care of you so you can take care of business. Schedule your executive physical today. Call 305-243-2738 again. For your executive physical at U Health, call 305-243-2738.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station. 880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back with Larry Zinn, the king of the rocket ship car. What'd you call that F7, the F4, the what'd you call the convertible? I'm butchering everything today.
It's a flamethrower on wheels.
Okay. Now, how do people come up and test drive one of those cars, Larry? How do they get a hold of you guys and do that?
Well, the best way, I mean, you can always come on in and see us. The F-Type Coupe will be here in May. But if in the meantime you want to come out and see any of our other products, we're on 441 between County Line and Ives Dairy Road. You can reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com. Call us at 305-690-6006 or reach us on social media, where our handle is Warren Henry Auto, and that's on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I love communicating with you and Peter on all the different platforms. It's a lot of fun. Now, we've talked about a couple of things that are coming up, the long wheel-based Land Rover, Range Rover?
The Range Rover, yeah,
Range
the
full-size okay.
Range Rover.
Okay, I'm dyslexic when it comes to cars. I always get those two mixed up. And we talked about the new Jaguar. What other kind of stuff is coming out? I mean, there's like a whole redesign from Volvo coming up, isn't there?
Yeah, Volvo's got new engines in their vehicles. It's called the Drive E engines. They're supercharged, turbocharged engines with class-leading horsepower and fuel economy. And that's pretty exciting. It's a brand new technology that we haven't seen before. And we actually just got the V60 wagon, which is a really nice wagon that Volvo had just come out with.
And they still occupy the safety niche. Is that what they go for?
Absolutely. I had just gone to a meeting with Volvo, and it's pretty interesting. They say that by 2020, they're going to have a 0% chance of somebody dying or being seriously injured in a Volvo. And currently, they're down to 2%, which is just mind-blowing.
Wow. That how does that relate to, I'll just say, the industry average?
You know, I know it's well above the industry average. I don't know.
That's okay. I caught you flat-footed. Don't worry about it, Lair. But yeah, that's just an amazing statistic.
There, but, I know it is significantly better than anyone else. You see what they do out in Sweden and how they go out and study the accidents and what potential impacts are and different types of crashes that vehicles have that governments don't test for. And that's what they care about. All that matters to them is the safety of the occupants.
Well,
and it's an extremely noble thing that they do because they share their technology with other manufacturers after they develop it.
Wow, that is unusual. And I must admit that I owe my marriage to Vivian, to Volvo, because my, I'll just say, American product kept breaking down and she kept taking me to get it fixed with her Volvo. So I must tell you, Larry, that you and she bought it from your dad. She tells you that all the time, remember?
Yep.
So you and your dad had a hand in getting me and Vivian together. So well done to you, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We do what we can.
Well, you know, it goes back to what we say about how you guys are part of the family, fabric of the community, and stuff like that. Oh, I want to say one other thing, and then we'll put a little shot in here for Lauren's Kids. I want to thank you so much for helping us out with the Lauren's Kids license plates and all the other stuff that Lauren's Kids does. You know, she's doing her walk now up Tallahassee to make sure that she ends sexual abuse and heals the survivors. And so I really wanted to thank you so much. You were a big part of our push to get that Love and Healing license plate from Marrero out there. I really want to thank you guys for participating in that and the other community events that you do all the time.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. It is something that is very important to us.
It's my pleasure. You know, a lot of companies just sit here and they take. You guys give, and you give terrific stuff. And that's one of the things I want to make sure people will start paying attention to your Facebook, because Peter and I are going to get together, Facebook, LinkedIn, all your other stuff, and we're going to start marketing the suite nights. We'll take everybody to a suite at a Marlins game. Peter and I need to get a hold of that. I tweeted at him earlier today. We'll set the date, hopefully sometime later this month, early next month. Maybe we'll celebrate the release of the new Jaguar. Maybe we'll do it early May and do that.
That'd be great.
Won't let Peter drive, though.
No, never. Always a bad move.
Now, Larry, let's talk a little bit. We talked in the beginning about how your family treatment up there at Warren Henry, all the folks work there. They're very happy. You get national awards. And then you talked a little, you skirted the issue I want to talk about. You said that you don't mind how much people earn. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because a lot of the times we're on the show and I talk to everybody and we talk about all the high-tech jobs, there's this, there's the real estate, there's this, there's that. I don't, you know, have a college education. I don't have a college education. Larry, somebody at your shop with an AA degree or even just a college education, those people can make six figures and have insurance, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, we see a lot of success stories here all the time. We're an organization that likes to grow from within, so you come in and start at the bottom and work your way up. And, you know, we have many people in management positions who have started washing cars here, who have started as receptionists and all sorts of different things, and you see it all throughout the company. It's a great industry with a terrible stigma. You know, the hours can be long, but it is very rewarding, and there's great camaraderie amongst everyone here.
Oh, 100%. My mom was, you know, kept food on the table for 20 years working in the auto industry. It's not something that people should shun. The auto industry, for goodness sakes, is the first industry that decided they should pay their people a living wage so that they could buy the Henry Ford's cars. So it's a very important part of the fabric here. Now, Larry, we talked about the people that don't have higher educations and getting involved. I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell me a little bit about where you went to college, because that is one of the most fascinating stories. Tell me a little bit about the college you went to.
Well, I actually started at Boston University, and in my junior year, I transferred to a small school in Michigan called Northwood. They do have another campus, actually, in West Palm Beach, and they offer a double major in automotive marketing and management. It's a pretty unique program. All of your professors are former car dealers that are involved in the automotive program. When you sit in your general management class, your teacher can be consulting for another dealership and come in with a financial statement from that store and say, hey, look, you have an hour to tell me what's wrong with the store and how you're going to fix it. It's a really great experience, not only because of the learning, but also because of the people that you meet from around the country. Some come from dealership families. Others have interest in being involved with either dealerships or the factory. But it really helped me create a network throughout the country of people that I stay in contact with, that I constantly learn from. And it's actually where my father and my uncle went.
Wow.
It's a great school if you're looking to get involved with the automotive business and actually for management in general. They really, really do a great job.
It sounds terrific. And one of the things that I know from my family's experience working in the auto industry is that it's very important also to be personable and have positive energy as well. Every person that I ever go up, every person I see at your stores, they come and they bounce up to me and say hello.
You know, that's, look, we want to be like any luxury hotel that you would go to where everybody says hello to you when you're within 5 feet of them. We want everybody to smile with you, but we also want everybody to have the real reason to smile, not be forced to just because it's part of company policy.
No.
And we believe that the way we treat our people, the way that, you know, our atmosphere is, we give everybody a reason to smile.
It really is positive, and I must say that I love going in there. I go in there sometimes just driving around doing my work. I come in, take my car, drop it off for a car wash, get some water, watch a little football, basketball there in a sports section, talk to the guys. It's absolutely great. Larry, we're running out of time, so I want to talk one more time. Where is it that people can find you and how they can connect with you on all your different platforms?
Have them reach us at www.warrenhenryauto.com, facebook.com/warrenhenryauto. Twitter or Instagram, we're at Warren Henry Auto, and you can always reach us.
Well, and you're up there on 441 at the county line on the west side, and when you go for a test drive, you have a great time. It's a lot of fun. Oscar, how much more time do I have with Larry? I got 2 more minutes with Larry. All right, Larry, we have 2 minutes. Let's talk sports.
Oh, boy.
Listen, you guys have season tickets, too. Tell me what you think about the Dolphins this offseason. What do you think is going to happen?
I'm really excited. I truly am. I got to say, more than in previous years, I'm excited for what's coming. I think it'll be interesting to see what happens in the draft. If we don't drop the ball there, we're going to be in great shape. I think it's a good base for the team to build on. I'm excited that Ryan Tannehill is going to have some protection so he can get off his back for a little while. We've got some good things coming.
Well, you know, they're sponsors of the show, and we love the seats that they always give us at the games. And I really have a great time with you and the rest of your whole family and the team at the ballpark with you. And I'm looking forward to doing it at the Dolphin game. We'll do it with Peter at the Marlins games, and you and the rest of the team as well. I want to thank you, as always, Larry, for coming on the show, talking cars, talking management philosophy, talking personal. You're always a great guest to have, Larry. We're always a great guest to have. I want to thank you so much for being on the show, as always.
Hey, thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity, and hello to everybody over at the studio.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Everybody says hi. Mom's waving. She says hi to your grandpa and your grandma. We'll be back after this. Welcome to the Family Hour on Freedom Business. We'll be right back. We're going to talk condos. Next up, we're going to talk condos with Diego Ojeda from Relaya. I love the way that kind of resounds. We'll be right back after this. I promise only to make 20 more mistakes during the show. All right.
When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
All right, I'm a rambling man, too, especially when I get in my Warren Henry rocket ship. What do you call that? A flamethrower. I can't wait for my flamethrower to arrive in May. I'm making some big commissions, and I am going to do some deals, and I am going to get myself one of those flamethrowers. And, hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can get. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan, hey, he's been a guest on the show many times, and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared toward getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Baseball's back, and that means it's time to dream big at Marlins Park. And now you can dream big as a family on Marlins Family Sunday with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsi soft drinks starting at $54. The first Family Sunday is April 6th at 1:10 p.m. versus the Padres. Plus, the first 15,000 fans get a Marlins 2014 calendar, courtesy of Net10 Wireless. And kids run the bases in the post-game Diamond Dash. Dream big, Miami. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
And now, WZAB traffic.
Delays now if you're traveling in Miami-Dade County. Still going to find the express lanes blocked due to a southbound crash at 125th Street. Also, a couple of lanes blocked on the main line by emergency vehicles. Avoid it. Stick to 441 as your alternate. Still going to find delays in Broward County. Southbound 95 Hillsborough Boulevard down to Sample. That is due to an earlier car fire. And we have delays northbound 95 near Cypress Creek. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. You know, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. They bring you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And UHealth is B-I-G big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens. And now UHealth is in Plantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to health care. You might have several doctors for a couple of different health issues, but they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is sponsored by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for 10 years in a row, as well as the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these folks. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series. Now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to grow your stem cells. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know, it could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice.
All right. All right, I was talking to Diego Ojeda. He's with Relaya Group. We're here to talk condos. I was just showing him the Vine that I posted. So if you've never seen Vine, go to Vine and check it out. It's a lot of fun. It's also on our Facebook page. Diego, welcome to the show.
How you doing, Jim? Happy to be here. Thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell me a little bit about the bond. What's the bond, other than the stuff these guys trade on Wall Street?
So the bond is a new condo tower that we're developing in Brickell, in the heart of Brickell, in 10th and Brickell. And the address is 1080 Brickell Avenue, and it's the first British-themed building. It's what makes it very, very unique and interesting. We've teamed up. It's inspired by Bond Street, London, and the glamour that that brings. And we've teamed up with photographer Terry O'Neill and have purchased a series of photographs, which are classic collector's items that are going to be displayed in the building.
I want unit 007. Everybody wants that, right?
Everybody wants that.
I want that unit. I want unit 007. But listen, you talked about that you're developing the Bond. Yeah. Let's take a step back for a minute. Tell us a little bit about Relay. You guys have been here forever. Give us a couple of seconds so we can set the table about your condo.
So we're
stuff.
A family company. My father started the company about 35 years ago. He's been developing in Miami and mainly income producing properties. We've done 8 high-rises and about 6 garden-style properties. Our most the two last most notable developments we've done is One Broadway and 1450 Brickell.
Yeah, and all I can say is well done to your dad, Alan, for delivering that beautiful office building, the complimentary apartment building, which still stands today as the premier rental-only, single-purpose-use office apartment building there. Great place people live. I know lots of people live there. They love it.
It's fantastic. It's fantastic. More and more you're seeing renters and we develop we always think that renters are not second-class citizens. So when we develop rental buildings, we put the same exact amenities you would normally find in a condo building.
Hey, and your tenants are renters by choice. They choose to be there. But let's talk about the condo market for a second. Tell me a little bit about what's going on, because we've got a lot of listeners from around the country that have tuned in. They've emailed me a bunch of stuff. They all want to know what's going on with the condo market, how's the depth and how's the strength, and are we seeing buyers from the Northeast? That ought to take it 30 seconds.
All right, so Miami's hot. That's what's going on. During the last condo boom, it was said that basically we had built a lot more than we had actually built. And when we counted, there was about 20,000 units instead of the 80,000 people were saying. What happened in the last 3 years is that those units got sold. They got
absorbed
quick. And
naturally.
What that did is it fueled demand and it fueled developers like me and others to start building. And we are building with a much safer model, which is a 50% deposit structure, which is something that's been done in South America and in Europe for many, many decades. And now we're bringing it to the U.S. via Miami.
It's, so you're basically financing the buildings on the beginning with the deposits from the the owners.
Completely. And what we're doing is we're creating a partnership with our buyers. They are now with us. So their deposits are going into the building.
Okay. Well, listen, I think that's great now that your customers are your partners. I think everybody wants to be a partner with a real estate firm like yours.
Definitely, definitely.
Now, what do you see going on? Because we've got right by your area, we've got the SLS, we've got Related, we've got this guy, we've got that guy. Is the market deep enough? Because it seems to me what's going on is that we're creating a city out of nothing, out of sand maybe.
Well, I think that, because of the deposit structures and what people are funding, we've completely weeded out speculators. So all the buyers are real. So when it ever stops, it's real. So we're not going to be caught in what happened last time where everything was over-leveraged and people couldn't pay their loans. Here, it's cash, it's real, and a second component, which wasn't here before, is retail. You have City Center. You have the Miami World Center bringing tons of retail. The school in the center of Brickell has grown over 3 times. So these are the factors that make a city. Before it was condo speculation, 100%. Now it's building a city with real money for real people.
Oh, so you're really building a community. It's now becoming the Brickell community. I know they're getting a brand new synagogue there.
Exactly. At 1450 Brickell, we're 100% leased. 600 Brickell's now leasing up, and so as well as Fargo. So those are people that are working in Brickell and need to live in Brickell, and they don't want to do that 1-hour commute every single day.
All I could say is that most people should be stroking you and your Pop 2 checks, one for that fancy office building you built, and more than one office building, actually. You built the Barclays deal, too. Well,
yeah.
Now Sabadell.
Yeah, exactly.
And also the JW Marriott, no?
Yeah, Russell Street.
Okay. So listen, tell me a little bit more. You've got all kinds of condo stats. I see all kinds of squiggly lines. Tell me some of the factoids people tuned in to hear.
Okay. So some interesting statistics is from 2002 to 2007, the condo number of months of supply always ranged between 6, 7, 8. You always had about 8 months. A healthy number is to be between 5 and 10.
Uh-huh.
Then in 2006, it jumps to 20. 2007 jumps to 37. That's the crash. And 2008, 40. We had 40 months of inventory ahead of us.
Jesus.
2009, it drops to 18. 2010 to 12. And 11, 6, 12, 4. And now we're at 6. So as long as we stay between this 5 and 10 number mm-hmm. of months of supply ahead of us, we'll be fine.
So are most of the condos incorporating art like you are? Because I think that art has really had an incredible way to differentiate these buildings.
You know what it is? Because of the deposit structure and asking people to put up 50%, you're talking to a completely different market. The person who's buying is someone who's educated, has money. They're much savvier. So they're asking and they're looking for higher finishes, higher amenities, and this touch of art. So It's a different buyer.
I got to tell you, and we've only got a couple more minutes left, but I got to tell you, is that I love the dirt that you guys bought. That south end of Brickell, your dad was a visionary, because that is in the mix, but easily accessible. Did I just say that? Does that actually exist on Brickell?
Completely, completely. There's one thing that we don't have is drawbridges. So the north side of Brickell, everyone always said that was like Fifth Avenue, New York. Well, one thing Fifth Avenue, New York does not have is rivers or drawbridges.
No, actually what you've got here is you've got a fabulous office place. You've got a fabulous place to work. You've got Mr. Big can live in the roads, be 2 seconds from everything else, or he can live in one of these Sky Loft penthouses. If you ever want to see some smoking great pictures, go to hashtag Sky Palace. That's the photos from my condo. And because I believe, just like we're talking today, that you must live in the sky. Miami is going vertical, and the views are now vertical. You see beautiful skylines, beautiful walk to retail. I mean, it used to be only you didn't even have Publix. Now you have three Publixes there.
Exactly, and one of them is the largest Publix per capita in the state.
Square footage sales, it blows it out the door. When I was single, I know people used to go there and meet ladies. I know you don't really do that, but the other Publix, the other there's three. One has like big bags of staples. It's really wild. Now, one more second, I want to give everybody a takeaway because we only have a minute. What's the takeaway on the condo market? Take a second and let's capsulate what you want to brand our condo market. Where are we today, Diego?
Tell me what you want.
Tell me one takeaway for the condo market that you'd like to leave everybody with. I'm sorry I didn't really say that well. You know, I'm still out there with the bad thing.
I think that Miami is very healthy. It's a great place to invest. And because of our tax structure, because of our location, the airport is growing, the port is growing, because of our languages, because of our weather, because of our teams. It's just it's such a vibrant city. And the fact that we have so much infrastructure being built, Miami's a very, very attractive place. In condo prices, I mean, we're at an average of $500 to $600. When you look at Paris, they're at $1,500. New York's at $1,500. Moscow's at $1,500 a foot. That's why you have so many Russians and Europeans coming over here, because we're just so much more attractive to them.
Well, Diego, I want to thank you so very much. People can get info on the bond. They can go to @thebond.
Bondbrickell.com.
All right, Diego, a budding superstar here in the Miami development community. We'll be right back after this to hear it out. Developers like Diego can save money on their utility bills and their condo deals. Back after this.
Well, jam it. I wanna jam it with you. Well, jam it. Jam it. And I hope you like jamming too. And the rules ain't no vow. We can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through. Cause every day we pay the price. We're the
All right, you know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this too, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a professional assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You know, people ask me why we walk with Lauren, and it's to end sexual abuse and heal survivors. That's why we walk. I want to give a shout-out to Cospo for wrapping his teal Lawrence Kids Awareness Band last night, and congrats to the Miami Heat on their big win against the Bucks. Our mission and the mission of Lawrence Kids to prevent sexual abuse through awareness and education and to help survivors heal with guidance and support. April is Sexual Awareness Month. Find out how you can help support survivors in your local center, in your local community. Go to www.lawrencekids.org. Let's make a difference in Florida together.
Baseball's back, and that means it's time to dream big at Marlins Park. And now you can dream big as a family on Marlins Family Sunday with the Pepsi 4 for 54 pack. Get four tickets, four KMB Franks, and four Pepsi soft drinks starting at $54. The first Family Sunday is April 6th at 1:10 p.m. versus the Padres. Plus, the first 15,000 fans get a Marlins 2014 calendar, courtesy of Net10 Wireless. And kids run the bases in the post-game Diamond Dash. Dream big, Miami. Get your tickets at Marlins.com. Marlins Baseball. Dive in.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back with the final segment. We've got Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. And Corey, I've asked Diego Ojeda from Relea Group here. They develop a bunch of condos and other commercial buildings to sit in, too. He may have some questions. Corey, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good to be back.
Yeah, we missed you. You've been having colds and all this stuff from living up north, man. We missed you guys.
It's been a hard winter up here. Like I keep telling you, you guys don't understand how bad we've had it. I've had the flu twice.
Well, I think it's coming on for me now. Thanks for sending it down through the phone wires.
Sorry.
But I'm a toughie. You know I'm going to kick it. Now, let's talk a little bit about what Magnum can do for condo projects, because we've got thousands of condos that are coming up in Miami. Let's say that somebody wants to save energy or make their project LEED certified. Can you guys help them?
Absolutely. Actually, it's a great question. We're, in fact, currently working on a project, well, not in Florida, it's in Colorado, it's actually in Denver, and it's an apartment complex where they have already pursued LEED Gold certification, and we've kind of slipped right in at the end of this project, and they want to put in our HVAC controls, and it's actually going to probably give them just enough points to bump them up to LEED Platinum. So for us, in any installation that utilizes our technology, they would get LEED points for both our technology being wireless, of course, the fact that it would save energy, and also points in innovation and design because we don't require batteries in our devices to have them operate.
How about the visual presentation of your technology? Does it look really cool, and can it be? Can the facade be modified to fit into different types of levels of finish? Oh, I really had to search for what I was going for, but that was
Yeah, no,
level
I kind of
finish.
Understand what you're asking, though. Yeah, we have lots of different kinds of aesthetics as far as our hardware is concerned. Our thermostat, in fact, the one that's becoming pretty popular for multifamily apartments and condos, so on and so forth, that is a completely customizable LCD screen, so we can put in different logos or different images for the property or for the condo association. And our software is also completely customizable for clients as well. So, yeah, we try to make the interface for our products and our software look however the client wants them to look.
Now, I know that we're working, that you guys, Magnum, are working with Y-Green and some of the other new funding sources, and that there's actually some really neat ways. In a couple of weeks, we're going to get Don on with the Y-Green folks. We're going to give them a while, and we're going to talk about this through. But there's actually a way that each condo owner can get this and put it on their tax bill and then kind of pay for the installation.
Well, cool. I didn't even know about that.
Oh, yeah, Don was supposed to call you and brief you.
What's that?
Well, we'll talk about that in a couple of weeks. I got Diego's kind of thought that was kind of interesting, I think. It's a profit center is always interesting to
too.
A condo guy who doesn't want to make it all on the last unit.
Exactly.
Now, how about when you guys go out and market? I know that you just recently did a big webinar for one of the big hotels out in Hawaii, and then you got another, the Wyndham's out there. Don't you guys do the Wyndham stuff? Oh.
We do. We are the selected in-room energy management provider for Wyndham worldwide. And we also work with a variety of other hotel groups. But yes, Wyndham is one of our premier clients.
Okay, so what is it that they found attractive for your system? Because I know their energy costs are hundreds of thousands of dollars per year.
Yeah, for Wyndham, there was a lot of factors that went into their decision. I mean, we went through a long evaluation process for them to come out of the end and select Magnum. One of the biggest factors was Wyndham Green, which is their sustainability division, is really trying to walk the walk, and they felt like selecting a wireless, batteryless technology was much more sustainable and much more eco-friendly than a wireless battery-powered solution. You can imagine if they put this in every single Wyndham Vacation Resort, which we're very much hoping for, you can imagine that if every one of those properties there was a battery-powered solution, we'd be talking about thousands, hundreds of thousands of batteries replaced at least every 18 months. And that's a real cost, and that's a real potential detriment to the environment.
Now, if somebody wanted to get a presentation on your services, how do they do that? Because you're up in Ohio. We're down here in Miami. Some of the guys that I do business with do their condos all over the world. And let's face it, you can take this all over the world, can't you?
Oh, absolutely. There's no place this technology can't be utilized.
So how does somebody, how do you present your credentials? There's like a webinar. What else do you guys do?
Yeah, so we have a ton of information on our website. That's at www.magnumenergysolutions.com. They can call our main office, 330-656-9365. That information is also on our website. I give webinars all the time. We can do that in a GoToMeeting fashion. Little shout out to GoToMeeting. And, of course, if there's somebody that's really interested in our stuff, we'll make ourselves available in person.
Now, how long, Magnum is, all your stuff is created in the United States, right?
Every product that Magnum manufactures is made within a 75-mile radius of our offices in Ohio. That's correct.
So we're keeping the Rust Belt great also. So we're getting LEED certification. We're creating and keeping high-tech jobs in the United States. That's a good question. How about the installation? Let's say somebody's installing this. They're putting it in their job. They've got their plans. You're just really talking about sticking something on a wall, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, it's really as easy as it can possibly be. Of course, we can find any ways to, ways to screw up everything, but we make it as absolutely easy as possible. We're literally talking about devices that have double-sided tape and literally stick to a ceiling, stick to a wall. Our thermostats have to be wired in, but we even have batteryless wireless thermostats now. We make it as absolutely easy as it possibly can be. And in fact, everything that we send out for a project or a job already comes completely pre-commissioned and pre-configured.
Well, Corey, we've got 3 minutes in the show, about one more minute in the segment, maybe a little bit more. So how do people find out about Magnum? How do they get a hold of you? All that good stuff that we talk about all the time.
Absolutely. So I definitely recommend people visit our website at magnumenergysolutions, all spelled out, .com. That's a great way to see cut sheets on our products, information about how we started, all the different projects that we have. They can also call, again, the main number and ask to speak to somebody in sales. That's 330-656-9365. And I think they can actually also email info@magnumes.com and just send a kind of general inquiry looking for more information. We have a lot of emails that actually come in that way saying, I heard about you. I'd like to learn more. Can you give me a call?
I think that the really cool thing is the way that your business cards are the key cards for hotels, since you guys invented that too. I can't wait to have you guys on. We'll talk about how all the condo developers can make lots of profits with the Magnum system in the next couple of weeks with you and Don and Y Green. I can't wait to have that. Corey, thanks as always for calling in.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely is the word of the day. I'm absolutely having a great time. I absolutely want to thank Larry Zinn, Warren Henry Auto. I want to thank absolutely my good friend Corey Vanderpool, my soon-to-be good friend Diego Ojeda, my old friend Diego, soon-to-be good friend Al, and I want to thank Alan for letting Diego come on the show. How about that? And Tad, thanks for supplying him. I want to thank our sponsors, IMN. IMN, thank you so much for bringing us all these great guests like Diego. Diego's here because we're sponsors at the IMN conferences in the next few weeks. Go to IMN.org for more information. I want to thank Tarek Maddox, UHealth, the Miami Marlins, the NFL Alumni Association, Caring for Kids, the Miami Dolphins, Lauren's Kids, Social Media 305, The Aztec Group, Publix, Brewster Kell, Magnum Energies, the Miami Dolphins, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth, and of course, thank you to our listeners. Follow us on all the platforms, at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, all this stuff will be up on the website, www.friedonbusiness.com, in a couple of days, depending on when I get it from Oscar and when Oscar gets it to me. Remember, this is not a rehearsal, this is your life. The person wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. See you back here next week.
You say you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger. And you don't mess around with Jim. But out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street, he drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull.